Father, we thank you that we can declare that you are God. Lord God, not because that does anything, but because that's the truth. So we thank you as we go into your word. I thank you, Father, that your spirit will minister to our hearts, that your word will cut through bone and marrow, Lord God, and it will have one cause, and that is that we will become more like you, that our lives will be evidence of you sitting on the throne and reigning in every sphere of life, Father God. So I thank you this morning as we just sit under your word and the minister of your Holy Spirit, that we will receive your word, Father, that it will bear much fruit in our lives and that it will cause us to bring glory to your name. And everybody said, Amen. Okay, so I made my PowerPoint presentation in English. So ek gaan maar so 'n bietjie Engels praat, okay? Okay, is dit nie eens nie, sorry. But we're going to start in Genesis 1. Now, maybe just before I read that, ons het die week gebid as ouderlinge saam, en terwyl ons gebid het, het ek net gesien soos 'n donker wolk wat so oorkom. Maar hoe die Here vir my sê dat dat daai geen effect, it will have no effect because we are the light. So that kind of stirred this word, and I really trust that as I just share this quickly, I'm going to do the short version of the long version, and that really will just stir your heart, and you will just receive from God what He has planned for us. But this is we all know Genesis. And you know that in the Bible, if you want to know something, you go back to the law of first mention. Where was it mentioned first? Because that gives you a good indication of what God actually wanted to say and what His plan was and so on. So I want to read this to you. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from darkness. So here we see in the beginning that, you know, it was dark. There was chaos, etc. And at that moment, the Spirit of God is hovering over the waters and is going, what is going on here? Now, when I read that, it is interesting. Wie van julle was al in a baie, baie donker kamer? So that kind of darkness where when you do this, you can't see your hand. Who of you have been in that situation? Huh? As kinders. Spookstories in donker kamers. Julle is heilig. Ek sê, ons het baie keer gaan kuier vir family, en as jy daar huis toe kom, het jy seker deliverance nodig, want ek meen, jou broek bejou en daai aanslaap, jy niks nie. But isn't it a scary place to be where if you put your hand there, you can literally not see it. Hy's weg, because it's that dark. And I believe that was the kind of darkness that the Bible speaks about. Yeah, and that in that darkness, when the Spirit hovered over the waters, you know, He saw that, essentially, that it was not good. Why I say that? Want toe die Here sê, laat daar lig wees, toe sê hy, dis goed. Okay? So, dit kon nie goed gewees nie. I mean, the darkness was not good. So, at that stage, if I can put it a different way, is that darkness ruled over the earth. And because of that rule, there was chaos. It was nie goed gewees op daai stadium. And then God does this amazing thing. I mean, if there's one thing that I actually would like to have witnessed, it's that, where God says, let there be light. Boom. Now, in daai donker kamer situasie, if you switch on a light, what happens? Het jy al in die donker gewees en iemand skyn 'n lig in jou oë? As jy kinders het, gebeur dit baie. Papa, check die lig. Ek meen hierdie nuwe LED ligte, ek meen is soos jou eyeballs word getan in 2 seconds. Gaan kamp net saam met jou seuns en dan ervaar jy dit. Maar in daai oomblik sê die Here, laat daar lig wees. Nou wat vir my baie interessant is, dis die eerste ding wat die Here gedoen het. Ons verstaan dat God is lig. Okay, en ek sal net nou daaroor praat, maar is die eerste ding wat die Here gemaak het is lig. Nou dis vir my baie interessant, want dit beteken even die Here kon nie goeders in die, of kon nie, hy kon. Hy wou nie goeders in die donker doen nie. Is nogal interessant. En ek meen ons kan nou seker baie daar uitvat in geestelike prinsipe en goeders, you know, you can do a lot with it. And then he said that he separated light and darkness. Né? See? And God separated the light from the darkness. Het jy al agtergekom that you can either have one of the two. You can either have darkness or you can either have light. But the moment you switch on a light, what happens? It's the darkness now. Very interesting. And you know, in a sense, that's what I believe that God showed me. Is that darkness can try all it wants to come into this world. But the moment you switch on the light, it has to go. Okay, so I wrote here that darkness is the absence of light. So darkness can only be there if light is not there. Now, maybe you can already see sort of where I'm going with this. But we need to be the light in this world. So I did a little diagram thingy of the contrast between darkness and light. Now, this is by no means an exhaustive list. This is the Kobus Meyer version of the Revelation, I think, where darkness hides and conceals. Now, is it not interesting when people want to sin or ek meen toe ons kinders was, papi, as jy wil droog maak. Ek meen jy. Wie van julle klippertjie gespeel? Nie. We had fun in darkness, throwing stones on other people's roofs. Yes, that's klipperkie in my day, that's what it's called. And I tell you this, one day we you know, close to our home, and we ons gooi die klippe op die ouense dakke. And it was about two houses from ours. Gooi weer die klip so, en toe hy so op die dak val, hy the door opens, and this guy walks out with his shotgun. Now I tell you, if I became part of darkness that day, I did. Because I just disappeared. And all wat hy geskree het, ek gaan julle frik skiet. So we never threw a stone on that guy's roof ever again. We got the message, all right, so the darkness, you know, light came into the situation. We realized, moenie met die broer mors nie, ons gaan in ons chopsin wees hier. So, okay, but darkness hides and conceals where light reveals and exposes. Darkness is scary. I mean, it's one of the biggest things with kids is, you know, you switch off the light and they'll go, liggie aan. All right, so it's amazing how scary darkness is, but light brings peace. Darkness demotivates because literally, if you tried fixing something in darkness, ek sien Pietre et al. But it's difficult to fix something when there's complete darkness, and all you have to go on is just sort of, you know, feel and trying to, and you become actually demotivated about, ja nee, wag, ons wag tot die ligte aankom. We all experience that with Eskom. Load shedding is every time it went off, we went, nee, ons wag, ons gaan maar wag dat die ligte aankom. Right, and then light inspires. Darkness brings confusion. Light brings hope. So in the army, they take you with your R4. The one thing that you must be able to do with your rifle is take it apart and put it back together again in darkness. There's nogal amazing how at first you actually have got no clue where the spares are. But the longer you train, the more you sort of get the feel. So that was just a freebie. I don't know why that thought came into my mind, but I just saw us sitting there in the bungalow in absolute darkness with the R4 in Vlaarde and the die koperal sit die lig af en dan gaan hy right, sit hom aan mekaar and then he gives you a couple of moments and then switches on the light and then you must be done. Cocked, ready and go, jy moet, okay, so, in any case, please stricken that from the record. But darkness brings confusion in our lives. Light brings things in our lives, you know, that, like I say, that demotivates, etc. So we cannot literally function in darkness. Yet we see in the Bible that there is so much that the Bible refers to things that happen in darkness. How the enemy operates in that sphere of life where, you know, it's concealed, it's covered up, etc. And he operates completely in that. But then we get to John 1 verse 5. And it says, "This is the message that we have heard from you, from him, and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." And this amazes me. That in God, there is light completely. No darkness at all. So, just think of this. If God comes into a situation, what happens? Light. Can there be confusion then? Yeah. Can there be demotivation? Yeah. Why? Because in that moment with God, where his light shines into the situation, there is clarity, there is revelation, there you understand, you can see, etc., and you can actually do something about what's happening. Oops. In Psalm 139 verse 11, and you know, I don't know where you if this is maybe true of your life today, but I read the scripture and it says this: "If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me is be night." So surely the darkness shall cover me. And I believe there's people in this world today that say that. That the darkness has covered me. Like they're in this place of despair, this place of no hope, this place of, I don't know what's going on under me, where even the light feels to you like darkness. Who of you, oh, I won't say you are there, but who of you know people that are in that place in their lives where this seems to be true? You know, and it takes a simple situation in your life to sort of create that. Where something bad happens, or I read this morning on our Beardwacht groupie that there was guys walking into the Durbanville Golf Club and they locked everybody in a safe and robbed the whole place. Now, if that happens to you, you know, that this near like a situation. It's a kind of situation where you go, this is not cool. I don't really want to be here, etc. But now, the next verse, that was verse 11. Verse 12 says, "Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you." So I want to declare to you this morning that it doesn't matter what your situation is, what we face in this country, etc. I want to declare to you that the darkness is not dark to God. That's why in Genesis, when I read that, I thought, wow. Because the only one that can truly in the dark situation see what needs to be done is God. That when God appears in that situation, darkness is not dark to him. It's like day. That he sees everything completely, clearly to him. It's open. There's nothing hidden from him. He sees it all. And what does he do? He brings change. God looks at that situation when the earth is in chaos and he goes, "Let's fix this. Switch on the light." And I believe there are people in this earth that needs the light switched on. That are sitting in situations that looks dark to them, but in actual fact, that darkness is not dark, because the moment God walks into that situation, bing, lights on. And clarity comes, revelation comes, and things get fixed and changes and so on. I guess the key is to link with the one that can see in the dark. All right? So in John 1 verse 1 to 5, it refers back to Genesis in that sense. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. So in him is life. There's a lot of people that are not experiencing life at this moment. There's a lot of people that are in situations of which they probably feel that the life is being drained from them. But if I read the scripture right, it says that in him was life. And that life is the light of men. You know, we understand that we receive eternal life from God. And in the year, God says, but that life is the light of men. And then it says that in verse 5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So what shines in the darkness to such a degree that the darkness cannot overcome it? It's the life of God. That light, that life that God gives us is a light which the darkness cannot overcome. So I want to submit to you that if there's one thing in this world that will stand, it's not everything we are working for, but this life that God has given us. Because it's only that life that the darkness cannot overcome. That kind of makes me think in terms of my responsibility in making sure that I'm living in that place of life. Now, I don't know who of you have been in a dark situation and you've got a match and you light the match or you light a candle. I know we've been through load shedding, so most of you will understand that when the power goes off and you steek hy kersie on, what happens? Suddenly everything changes. It's not clear. You know, it's not like I have a 220 volt spotlight. There's a difference between those two. But I kersie gaan aan and suddenly you can start working. Now I think that it doesn't matter, you know, because sometimes we look at ourselves and we go, my Here, ek is nie waar ek moet wees nie. Ek is nie op die plek waar ek moet wees nie. Maar kan ek vir jou vanoggend sê dat daai klein liggie van jou, al is dit 'n kersie, 'n verjaarsdag kersie, een van daai wat jy nie kan doodblaas nie. Ek meen daai ding maak nie baie lig nie, reg? But even if it's that small little candle, you know what? Darkness cannot overcome that candle. The moment you switch it on. That's an interesting thought. When you light it, I guess is a better word. But the moment you light it, there's light around that situation. And jy kan actually in jou huis rondbeweeg met daai klein verjaarsdag kerkie en jy kan tot 'n mate redelik iets doen. Jy moet dit net vinnig doen. Anders you're going to feel another light. Okay? So ek wil vanoggend, what I believe in what I just saw there is this, that I want to remind you this morning, sort of as a reminder, that you are the light. In Matthew 5 verse 14 it says this, you are the light of the world. That scripture goes on to say, a city set on a hill which cannot be hidden. You know, a city that's on a hill. Who of you have been out there at night and you know, driving between Skilpad, Vrek van Dors, and when the Skilpad is already vrekt and there's like no lights, and then suddenly there in the verte, you see light. Then you know what? I'm close. Reg? Now it's interesting that once there is light in a city, you cannot hide this thing. Klim net op Tafelberg. Ek meen, hoe Eskom al die liggies aanhou is a miracle as far as I'm concerned, because daar's baie ligte. But you just have to sort of be on a hill and then you see it's net liggies. You cannot hide that. In actual fact, the light we generate in some places is so huge that you can see it from space. That's nogal impressive. Now what he's saying here is that you and me, we are the light of the world. A city that's on a hill, we cannot be hidden. We are the light. So I want to submit to you as we, you know, there's that single light, but there's there where we come together as the body. Ek dink daar raak ons bietjie meer as 'n kersie, dan is ons dalk meer soos 'n spotlight. But it's amazing how if we, the way we interact with one another, the way we bring our light together, that light brings light to the world. Ek meen, Jesus het gesê, by this all men will know that you are my disciples, your love for one another. So I really believe, and I, you know, if it's one thing that I can say about this congregation, is if someone has a problem, a crisis or anything, it is crazy, awesome, how they come around that person. So I want to commend you, and I know there's a couple of situations going on. How people are just rallying around that people. And can I tell you, that is a light to the world. Your neighbors will see that. The people will see that and recognize that Jesus gaan iets anders te aan. Okay? So may we be the light. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 5. This was an interesting scripture. I can't think that I've read it before. You are all children of the light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So if you wondered your identity of who you are, I want to declare to you that you are children of the light. All of you are children of the light. Can you imagine that together? And we are not of the night. So don't have an identity crisis. Am I now a light or am I now not? If you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I want to declare to you, Jy's lig. Congratulations, you are a winner. Okay, and we need to let that light shine. Now, if 1 Peter 2 verse 9, this is so cool. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. Why? That you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are called out. You have been separated. You have been put in a place for what? To declare his excellencies, to let your light shine, to let people out there see that light and bring light into their darkness, into their situations where they really cannot see. You know, when that situation is screaming so loud, they've got no clue, you walk in. And because you've got the light of God in your life, that life of God, when you walk into that situation, it brings life. That is what this world needs. And then if you go to the next slide, donkey. Acts 26 verse 18, this is the purpose. To open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So, you know, we always look at Matthew 28 on what we should do. But I think this is another take on it. That our function is to open their eyes, that they may turn from darkness to light. You know, this is something that I believe, you know, obviously by discipling someone and walking with him and being in their life, that is part of how you change it. But the thing that actually changes it is the life that is in you, the light. The thing that God, you know, when you got born again, your life was completely transformed. That's what changes that person. You and me are merely the vessels taking this light to that people and saying, hello, your situation should not be dark. Can I help you? Or, I don't know which one. Make your pick there. And then I refer us back to the little diagram thingy that I had. You know, when we walk into that people's lives, we reveal and expose things. Now, if you sit in a dark place, like I said earlier, if you sit in a dark place and someone comes in with a 1,200 watt light, boom, he switches that thing on. I mean, the light's not nice, right? But when I walk in with a little candle into that situation, what happens? The person goes, yeah, I kind of sin, and it's okay. But you see, I think many times we as Christians, we walk into someone's light and we go, boom! Man, you dance your eyeballs neder. You blind him with the absolute radiance of who you are, and then he goes, yeah, excuse me, I don't want nothing to do with that. That hurts. So may we, as we are the light, walk into people's lives. Just look at how you ignite the light. You know, how much light you radiate. Think about this. You know, when the sun rises, it's not boom. Near, near, near. Nee, if you've ever been to Pietri, like Durangon, and you lay there, lay there so op 'n beggie, and the sun starts rising somewhere, who knows that way, you can tell it's rising. Why? Because there's a soft change in the light. Now, initially, you can't see much. You still have to put on your torch. You can't see much. Then as it gets a bit higher, suddenly I can see more. And then when it gets really high, you go, broer, jy moet nou sak, want is warm. Okay, dis net as jy daar in die bosveld is. But if we take this light to those people that are out there, we should take it in the measures that they can handle. You know, he did not say, thou art the spotlight in the person's life, you are the light. So take the light in such a way that he or she can handle it, that they can receive it, that instead of them rejecting it, that it will stir a hungering for this. This makes sense. Suddenly I can see what's going on. Oh, shucks, this is wrong in my life. I didn't see this before. Maybe I should fix it. Seriously, is that what God says about this? Nie van jou Filistyn, los jou goete. Die rook ding van jou. No. I made those mistakes, you know. I was net so effens radical. The guys at my work, ek het hulle getoast poppy. I was preaching to them. And you know, if I knew then what I know now is that my approach might have been slightly different. I would have put on the light with my dimmer switch and go slowly from bietjie lig na baie lig. But isn't it true how many times we walk into someone's life and we put on the light at full force? So I want to challenge you, if you've done that and you've offended someone in that space, then I want to challenge you and go back and say, what is so? Sorry. What I said is true, and that doesn't change what I said, but maybe can I just bring the context for you a bit differently? Look, with some people, you must put on a spotlight, and God does that. But I sort of want to say, the way that God sends us as the light into this world, we need to be careful on how we distribute the light. So may God really give you wisdom this morning as we go. So in conclusion, I want to say darkness is the absence of light. So, in that I want to say that doesn't matter what happens in this world. You and I are called of God to be the light. The only way that darkness can rule this earth and our darkness can really just take it back is that if you and I don't switch on the light. But as long as we are in a situation, I believe God can move there. Lives will be transformed. Lives will be changed. Even though darkness looks scary and intimidating, you are still the light. It doesn't change the fact that you are the light of the world. The darkness can be massive. Now, I guess, you know, if I speak to people in China that are, this might be slightly different. And if we were in that context, we you know, would have handled it differently. But I want to declare to you that you are the light. Okay? And then no matter how low your light is, the fact that you are light changes things. You know, you don't come to Christ at that moment to receive full revelation of everything that is going on and what God has intended by that. You grow. So initially your light in that sense might be low. But you know, it's amazing. We've had this discussions. When is someone in a place where they can lead someone to Christ? You know, must they have done all four encounters? Must they have done Bible school? Must they have gone to the theological school? What sort of the standard for someone to start spreading the gospel? And the point is, the moment someone gives their life to Christ, they are transformed and changed. They know exactly, they know much more than the person that don't. Their light's on. That's the moment to share. Isn't it amazing when you give your life to Christ? I remember, I mean, I just wanted to speak to anything that moved. Hey, yay. Come here. But I think sometimes the further we journey, the less, you know, the more we are so, I want to choose my words carefully, so impressed by the light that we radiate that we don't take it to where it should be. Or if we're in a situation where that light should shine, we make excuse for us, kies man dat ek jou oor bietjie seer gemaak het. And we shouldn't. We should be the light. So take your little dim light, if that's how you feel currently, take that dim light of yours and go and let it shine. Let Christ touch people through you. You know, if you could use a donkey, then I'm sure the rest van ons is okay. Right? And then you are the light of the world. I believe this morning that God wants to tell each and every one of us that this morning. It's like a reminder. I know you know this. But I really believe that the Spirit wants to, at this time, remind us of who we are. That we are not darkness. We are not of the night. We are of the day. We are light. And we need to go into this world and let His light shine. I want to end off by just reading this to you quickly, and then we can pray. But Psalm 139 says this: O Lord, You have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Oh, this is awesome. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, Lord, You know it all. You have enclosed me enclosed me behind and before, and lay Your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's too high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from Your Spirit? Or where can I flee from Your presence? If I ascend to heaven, You are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, You are there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there Your hand will lead me, and Your right hand will lay hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me be light, even the darkness is not dark to You, and the night is as bright as day. Darkness and light are alike to You. For You formed me in my inward parts. This is a scripture I quoted earlier. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to You, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are Your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from You when I was made in the secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in Your book were all written the days that were ordained for me when I was yet there. When as yet there was no one of them. And you can read the rest of that psalm. It's an awesome psalm, just on how intimately God knows each one of us. So this morning as we sit here, I guess it's understanding, really, you know, that knowing that who I am in Christ, knowing the fact that He has saved my life and that He has made me light. You know, He did not save us to remove us from this earth, but He saved us to be the light in this earth. Now, if the light gets into the darkness, initially, obviously, the darkness looks scary. But that light brings change. So this morning, can we turn to one another and just take a moment? Let's just minister to one another and say, okay, God, I am the light of the world. Now, you would know that situation that God wants to use your light in to change and transform it. You know, He's not sending me there. He's sending you. Only you can go there. So really, let's just pray for and maybe name for that person. Okay, God, This is what I'm trusting for. This is the situation that I'm facing. I want to take your light into the situation. Amen.